Blog Talk Radio.
Let's keep this brief. I do a lot of podcasts. I said in the past, perhaps I will probably have to, I was told to say this before. I guess I will do it from this podcast on. If I forget, it shouldn't matter. The disclaimer is that podcasts are entertainment. You know, podcasts. Or to express someone's opinion. There's no harm in me making comments about my music, which I prefer to do, or comments about what's going on in society or what's going on with me around in my surroundings. I'm aware that when I do podcasts, I have to be careful what I say in relation to who I'm talking about. I always maintain the flow of talk about when it comes to some concerns with someone else, I say myself, and I try to be careful what I say. I can't say people's names because of possible legal matters of being sued. And I also try to make it where I'm careful with what I say, because what I say about allegations related to stuff going on in my environment or stuff going on in, you know, around me, everything I say is true. But if I don't have a proven method, so such as taping or pictures or something, I say alleged because I heard the conversation honestly, but alleged to show the truth and to be careful what I say and reference to possible legal situation. Because, you know, I don't want to be sued for defamation by somebody if they if I say something and it's not fair for me to say it online. Even if I have the proof, I would deal with that in a different environment, such as legal, police, or whatever. But I always be careful what I say, and most importantly, everything I say is truthful. Everything I say online with the podcast is legal. There's nothing wrong with what I say. I don't say anything racist or anything abnormal or anything. People who do podcasts have a right. Podcasts are fun to do. There are many celebrities and many people who say very way out stuff that I would never say. So freedom of expression is so important and protected under the U.S. Constitution. So I will continue to express myself truthfully about what I say. But at the same time, it gives no one around me or anybody the right to listen to my podcast and make assessments on me, my mental health, or anything, because that is not right. That is based on ignorance, and that's based on someone's ulterior motive. You cannot make a mental health assessment, and I'm sure mental health experts agree, on what I say simply because I do podcasts. Podcasts are entertainment. Millions of people are doing it. And again, so many people are doing podcasts and saying so many way out stuff. And when I communicate, not just on podcasts and social media about my music or anything related to or allegations, it is my right under law to express thyself, to not. It is also my right not to have some nut or some criminal or someone's negative to make assessments. Because making assessments about what I say on podcasts is the wrong form to do so. We do know that in mental health, if you're concerned about anybody's mental health, mine or somebody, you do it directly. It has to be something serious or extreme in nature. like if somebody's deteriorating on the street or someone who can't take care of themselves, financial, something extreme, something, and that has to be actions or some emergency. And there's no emergency or extreme situation with podcasts. Podcasts are entertainment, but also not just entertainment, a forum to express thyself. Ignorant people make assessments on me and my podcast who are not educated enough and who are not aware of the pros and cons of dealing with people and individuals. It's the same mechanism to make allegations about someone's health if they listen to a rap record or a rock record or anything that's been online or released to the public. And that is not right. That's entertainment. That's also art. And what I say is truthful. Everything I say is truthful. And I will continue to express thyself. What I say in my podcast about allegations related to my music is absolutely true. I own the copyright. I own everything. There was people allegedly have said on social media that I do not own my music. That is not true. I said that several times. People on social media around me said that David Waterbury, someone else who co-wrote with the song with me, gave permission. Well, I will say this. I own the song as well, and on some of the songs that we've written, on the songs that we've written both, and I own the copyright and publishing. I'm entitled to every amount of money that person gives, and he cannot just give anyone permission without my authorization. If they give him money or so on, they owe me money because that's fraud. I have the copyright with my name and my publishing company. That is the truth. When I say allegations about anything, criminal or whatever, that is my right. But it's not right for anyone to make judgments based on their ignorance or make judgments on what I say or my health based on the podcast. Remember, podcasts are a form of legal right. It's also entertainment. Not just entertainment, but also a freedom of expression, because everything I say is truthful. And if you want to make analysis on me or anybody's health or anything, it has to be in a different environment, and it has to be where something extreme is going on. Again, I will continue to express it myself because I have every right under law. There's nothing illegal or wrong with what I say, and I am against censorship. I refuse to be censored from expressing thyself online. And if people make negative assessments on me, my mental health, or me as a person based on what I say on podcasts, then they truly are ignorant and they should not be taken seriously. Only people who are well-mannered to know about the pros and cons on living in this society and social media to differentiate between fiction and reality. And the reality is you do not make assessments on what I say and what I do based on a podcast. It has to be something more. It has to be in a different environment. So that's why I leave it there. The legal measures in expressing myself has been protected. Again, I mentioned no one's name. It is an allegation, and there's no illegal situations with my podcast. There's no death threats. There's no prejudice. There's no nothing. And I will continue to express thyself. Anyone who likes to express themselves, they should. Podcast is a good way to express thyself. I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.